126 says, because of this, God gave them over to shameful lusts. Even their women exchanged natural relations for unnatural ones. In the same way, the men also abandoned natural relations with women and were inflamed with lust for one another. Men committed indecent acts with each other men, and received in themselves the due penalty for their perversion. Here, as we go scripture by scripture, the Word of God, He is going to speak to us different topics too. And here we see in Romans chapter 126, what is something happening in our lifetime, what you can see. It says here, because of this, because of what? Because of this, it is something talking that is connected to the scripture, what you have been studying before. Correct? Because in the beginning, when they wrote the Bible, you know, when they wrote the scripture, there were no scriptures, 26, 27, 28, like that. It was a letter. Alright? So it flows together. Because of what? So, because of what? Men wanted to suppress the truth of God. Right? Whenever you take the Bible out, whenever you take the truth of God, which is the Bible, Jesus is the center of the Bible, you take Jesus and the center, the Bible, out, then you are putting yourself in place of the truth. You are dethroning God, and man is putting himself instead of the Bible, instead of the truth. They have exchanged, Romans 20, verse 25, as it says, they exchanged the truth of God for what?
For a lie.
So what you're doing is, they are exchanging. They don't want God. They don't want to mess up with God. So, they want themselves. They are going to make their own rules, their own regulations, which is totally humanism. Out of humanism comes everything else. Okay, everything else comes from humanism, idolatry, New Age movement, homosexuality, everything comes out of that, because man is in the center of the throne. And what is the result? The result is God is going to give up. You want to have it your way? Go ahead. Because of this, God gave them over to shameful lust. See that? It's the second time where it says in the Bible, God gave them over. Verse 24 says, God, therefore, God gave them over in the sinful desires of their hearts. Then again, because of this, God gave them over. God gave them over to whatever you want to do. You don't want me? Number one thing is to worship the Lord, right? He is the center. He got to be the center. He is the creator. You take the creator off from your life, then what happens? You are going to put other things. Then other things become what? Your idol. Idolatry. You are exchanging God to idolatry. Idolatry is the mother of immorality. Out of idolatry comes immorality. And it says here, then they exchange. Even their women exchange natural relations for unnatural ones. Can you believe that? The women were having sexual relations with other women. And the men were having the same way, the men also abandoned natural relations with women and were inflamed with lust for one another. It says here they were inflamed with lust for one another. They were not inflamed with love for one another, but lust for one another. Not in love. Love is natural. It comes from God, from man and woman, to love one another and to cleave as husband and wife together. That is love. But this is not love. This is lust for one another. And men were having sexual relations with other men. And this is what? Leaving the natural. God's order is a natural order. His natural order is a divine order. And leaving the natural and going to the unnatural. Because the spirit is not in control now, the flesh is in control. Now, I want to do something different here today. I want to go through some scriptures on sexual immorality, especially on homosexuality. This is what is called today homosexuality. Because it says here, they were doing shameful lust. That means they were longing for disgraceful things. Indecent. That means they were indecent acts. They were doing indecent acts. They had sexual appetites. Which is not right in the light of God. Turn with me to Leviticus chapter 18, verse 22, and see in the light of this what God has to say. And you can see in our culture today, homosexuality is an open sin. It's been accepted by the media. It's been accepted by the government. It's been accepted by the majority. And people are voting for the evil. Because people like evil instead of the truth. People like in darkness. People like darkness. They like sin instead of truth. And see, in the light of this, what God has to say. Turn with me to Leviticus chapter 18. Leviticus chapter 18, verse 22. This is the law of God. The law of God says, do not lie with a man as one lies with a woman. That is what? Detestable. You don't sleep with a man. A man and a man don't sleep together. And a woman and a woman don't sleep together. It's not talking about, it's talking sexual acting. Okay? Turn with me to Leviticus chapter 20. The next page, 20, verse 13, says here, if a man lies with a man, as one lies with a woman, both of them have done what is detestable, they must be put to death. Their blood will be on their heads. You see that? Okay, here, why did God give such a severe penalty for homosexuals? It's God already gave, even at the very beginning, during the time of Moses, God put his words there. See that? Why? Because God knows the heart of man. You know, a lot of men say, oh, God understands me. He knows my heart. Of course God knows your heart. Jeremiah chapter 17 verse 9 says, heart of man is deceitful above all things. Who can cure the heart of man? It's absolutely corrupted, as we saw in the book of Psalms. No one is righteous, not even one. No one does good. And God knows the nature of sin. But in the character of God, we can see God is what? Absolutely, infinitely holy. He's absolutely righteous. He's awesome. He's majestic. He's the all-powerful, almighty God. In front of Him, His eyes are all over. Nothing cannot be seen from His eyes. He can see every minute detail, everything what you're thinking. He can be seen. And in front of God, what is happening? These indecent acts is what? It is detestable to Him. You understand? So it should be cut off. It should be put to death. That was the penalty during that time. Now turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9 in the New Testament. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9. And it says here, Do you not know that the wicked will not inherit the kingdom of God? In short, Apostle Paul says, the wicked will not go to heaven. Okay? And he says here, do not be deceived. Hey, don't be tricked. Don't listen to the media. Don't listen to what people say. You look to the word of God. Okay? Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor male prostitutes, nor homosexual offenders, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor slanderers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. Very clear. He tells, very clear, if you are practicing these things, including the homosexual offenders, the male prostitutes, the sexually immoral, they will not go to heaven. Paul is saying, don't be deceived. Don't say God understands. Don't believe and say God, He knows my feelings. Do not be deceived. Don't listen to the people. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 5. Turn with me to Ephesians 5, 5. Ephesians 5:5, Paul is saying, talking on the same subject, and he is saying, for of this you can be sure, absolutely sure, no immoral, impure, or greedy person, such a man is what? He's an idolater. You see that? If you are sexually immoral, you're an idolater, because that's your lust, that's your God. And that person has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God? No. You can be sure. It's positive. But men has put themselves on the throne and left God out. And that's what is happening in our country today. Women having sex with one another, lesbianism. Men having sex with one another, inflamed with lust. On a television interview, the author Aldous Huxley, he once responded to the question of why evolution was so readily accepted by people. Without any proof, evolution has no proof. This is the answer he gave. I quote, "We didn't want God to interfere with our sexual customs." Close quote. And this happened on TV show. They are showing God, we want our way, we don't want God to interfere with our sexual customs because we are living in another modern area and we want to be our own God. Isn't that what Satan said? You shall become like God, and man is putting himself in the center on the throne, and God is left out. They are showing their fist at God. It is not in the closet anymore, homosexuality. About 50 years ago, people would be, you know, if somebody has, there are two gay people or whatever like that, people would be, oh, it's unbelievable, you know. It's not in the closet anymore. Today, it is open. It's an open scene. I can remember when I was in the Philippines, the men dressed just like women there. They have makeup, lipstick and everything. And when I was going in Cologne Street, I wanted to get a haircut. And I went to this little street and I was going through this little shopping center. And I see a lot of beauty salons and I see all these, you know, people like a girl all wearing makeup and nicely combed hair. Everything just like a girl when they talk. I say, hey, it's a man. And you can see it's so open. Yeah, because homosexuality today is being accepted by the society, and they have the, it's a religion really. You get homosexual pastors, they are ordaining deacons, the pastors. And everything is happening, so it becomes like a religion. They use even their own Bible, okay? They misquote scriptures, and so all this is happening. It's a cult. It's a religion. And Paul said, Romans chapter 1, verse, as he said, in the same way, men also abandon natural relations with men, leaving the divine order, the natural relations. The natural is what? Genesis chapter 1, verse 27. This is God's order. Genesis 1, 27, it says, Genesis 1, 27, it says, so God created man, and man in his own image, in the image of God, he created him. Male and female he created them. Not male and female and another in between. Right? Then also Genesis 2:24. Genesis chapter 2 verse 24. It says here, for this reason a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his man. Does he say that? No, he doesn't say that. It says, for this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife. And they will become one flesh. God didn't create Mr. Adam and Mr. Adam. He created Adam and Eve. That's the natural. But they let the natural. That's what he says. Paul says here in verse 27, in the same way, men also abandon natural relations with women and were inflamed. You see that? Inflamed with lust for one another. So when you leave God, everything that happens is not from God, it's out of your flesh. And what you are doing, what we are seeing today, is not the natural, huh? Today, homosexuality has become an alternative, what? Lifestyle. It's been accepted, as we said before. Today, 120 major corporations, including AT&T and IBM, have announced that they will not discriminate in hiring and also promoting homosexuals. It's in the government. Even they are saying it's okay for a homosexual to serve in the armed forces. If it feels good, do it. That's the philosophy today, right? If it feels good, do it. Troy Perry, in 1971, he founded the Metropolitan Church. He was a homosexual. and he founded the Metropolitan Church, and in the church are homosexuals, but they are not teaching the Word of God. They are twisting the scriptures. And the liberal churches today are ordaining deacons and also ordaining homosexual ministers. And we are living in the homosexual Holocaust. You can see it. It's right in front of us. It, you know, the Word of God is being watered down. Everybody wants to accept the Word of God, but they have their own interpretation. That's why it's so refreshing to go through the Word of God, scripture by scripture, what it says, huh? Instead of taking scriptures here and there and all over and putting your own meaning. If you go to the Congress, in the Senate, opposite of the Vice President, the phrase in big marble letters, big letters, it says what? In God we trust. About the head of the Chief Justice of the United States in the Supreme Court, what do you find? The Ten Commandments are there. This nation was established and founded upon the Word of God. Today, the dream of the American, our forefathers, have turned into a what? Into a nightmare. God calls it homosexuality. But the nation calls it what? Gay rights. That's how they even perverted the truth. They exchanged the truth for what? For a lie. They say, well, homosexual is, we are born homosexuals. No, no, no. It doesn't say that in the Word of God. It's a disease. It's not a disease. It's a perversion of the nature. You are not born a homosexual. You get homosexual rallies today. And there was a banner that says, thank God I'm gay. They are legalizing homosexuality. And we as Christians, what is our position? Just to keep quiet? Not to vote? No. We as Christians, we need to fight for the right. We need to fight for the truth. We need to stand up against immorality. We need to speak up. We need to speak up for Christ. We need to speak up for God's word. And we cannot just stay in a corner and say, leave them alone. And that's why they are increasing, because the church is not speaking up. Right? Because the church is the light of the world. And the church, each one of you come across every day with other people. You come in contact. And if you are not going to speak up, who is going to speak up? They will speak up. What happened? Romans chapter 1 says here, men committed indecent acts with one another, and then they received in themselves the due penalty for their perversion. Meaning, what is the penalty they receive? They receive the due penalty. What do you find today among homosexuals, the penalty? AIDS. AIDS. See that? God already prophesied it. Paul already wrote it by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. He wrote this scripture, and we can today, AIDS is an epidemic. According to some authorities, they say in the next 15 years, 100 million people will die of AIDS. You know, the government is not telling you the truth about AIDS. It's more than what we think of. It's so dangerous, they're not telling us. But they say, it's okay. You can, what are they saying? You can have safe sex, use condom. You see how the perverted, it's okay to do it. But use condom. But you know that some of the doctors, they have said that the AIDS, even the condoms cannot use the virus or the this thing of AIDS, even if you go through condoms. And once you have it, you're dead. There's no cure, no cure for AIDS. It's spreading like a wildfire everywhere. In Africa, in Asia, Bangkok is the heart of AIDS. I mean, it's the capital of AIDS in the Asian countries. In Africa, it's all over. And here in America, it's everywhere. But still, people are not listening to the word of God. And we should learn a lesson from history. If you learn a lesson from history, you will see the rise and the fall of the Roman Empire. Roman Empire was a strong nation. It had wealth and prosperity. Then what happened was, Greek philosophy got into whole Roman Empire. Humanistic ideas got into Roman Empire. And it went to the homes of the Roman Empire. They had open marriages. They have women's rights. They have homosexuality. Then came the fall of the Roman Empire. Rome accepted all the religions except Christianity. They accepted all the religions except Christianity. The Christians were banned. They were persecuted. They were thrown into the lion's den. They were crucified. They were burned. Because the Christians at that time, they spoke against. Not like Christians today. We are not speaking against. So the Christians spoke against sin. And they were persecuted. And they were killed. But today, we don't want to speak against. That's why it's spreading. Because we think, if I speak against, I'll get hurt. That's the concept of the church. We don't want to get hurt. Jesus spoke against sin. Early Christians spoke against sin. Jesus said, don't worry what man can do to your body. But we need to worry what God can do to your soul. Man can kill your body, but we'll be instantly in heaven. We don't have to fear of death on this earth. Everybody is going to die anytime, anyway. So why fear? Because when we die, if you're a Christian, instantly you'll be in heaven. You'll be in paradise. In heaven. So, Rome. That's what happened to the Roman Empire. Roman Empire, today you go, it's in ruins. It's fell. Because persecuted the Christians. They had homosexuals and everything. Although it was a great empire, it's a fallen empire. America is facing the same consequences. America is shaking their fist against God. Against a holy God, and the judgment is coming, and it is coming. Billy Graham said long time ago, if God is not going to judge this nation, United States of America, then God will have to apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah. Because you find we are in a nation where everything is compromise, sin is called good, good is called evil, evil is called good. Turn with me to Genesis chapter 19. Genesis chapter 19. We are living in Sodom and Gomorrah. We are living in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah. Genesis chapter 19. Verse 1, here the story is, God is going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, and He sends two angels to Sodom and Gomorrah to rescue Lot, because Lot was the nephew of Abraham. Alright? Lot is in Sodom and Gomorrah, and God is sending two angels to rescue Lot and his family. So, verse 1, Genesis 19:1 says, the two angels arrived at Sodom in the evening, and Lot was sitting in the gateway of the city. When he saw them, he got up to meet them and bowed down with his face to the ground, and he told the angels, my lords, he said, please turn aside to your servant's house. You can wash your feet. Because of this, God gave them over to shameful lust. Even their women exchanged natural relations for unnatural ones. In the same way, the men also abandoned natural relations with women and were inflamed with lust for one another. Men committed indecent acts with each other men. With each other men, and received in themselves the due penalty for their perversion. Here, as we go scripture by scripture, the Word of God, He is going to speak to us different topics too. And here we see in Romans chapter 1:26 what is something happening in our lifetime. What you can see. Says here, because of this, because of what? Because of this, it is something talking that is connected to the scripture what you have been studying before. Correct? Because in the beginning, when they wrote the Bible, you know, and they wrote the scripture, there were no scriptures, 26, 27, 28, like that. It was a letter. Alright, so it flows together. Because of what? So, because of what? Men wanted to suppress the truth of God. Right? Whenever you take the Bible out, whenever you take the truth of God, which is the Bible, Jesus is the center of the Bible, you take Jesus and the center, the Bible, out, then you are putting yourself in place of the truth. You are dethroning God, and man is putting himself instead of the Bible, instead of the truth. They have exchanged, Romans 20 verse 25, as it says, they exchanged the truth of God for what?
For a lie.
So what you are doing is, they are exchanging. They don't want God. They don't want to mess up with God. So they want themselves. They are going to make their own rules, their own regulations, which is totally humanism. Out of humanism comes everything else. Okay? Everything else comes from humanism, idolatry, New Age movement, homosexuality, everything comes out of that, because man is in the center of the throne. And what is the result? The result is God is going to give up. You want to have it your way? Go ahead. Because of this, God gave them over to shameful lust. See that? It's the second time where it says in the Bible, God gave them over. Verse 24 says, God, therefore, God gave them over in the sinful desires of their hearts. Then again, because of this, God gave them over. God gave them over to whatever you want to do. You don't want me? Number one thing is to worship the Lord, right? He is the center. He got to be the center. He is the creator. You take the creator off from your life, then what happens? You are going to put other things. Then other things become what? Your idol. Idolatry. You are exchanging God to idolatry. Idolatry is the mother of immorality. Out of idolatry comes immorality. And it says here, then they exchange. Even their women exchange natural relations for unnatural ones. Can you believe that? The women were having sexual relations with other women. And the men were having the same way. The men also abandoned natural relations with women and were inflamed with lust for one another. It says here they were inflamed with lust for one another. They were not inflamed with love for one another, but lust for one another. Not in love. Love is natural. It comes from God, from man and woman, to love one another and to cleave as husband and wife together. That is love. But this is not love. This is lust for one another. And men were having sexual relations with other men. And this is what? Leaving the natural. God's order is a natural order. His natural order is a divine order. And leaving the natural. And going to the unnatural. Because the spirit is not in control now. The flesh is in control. Now, I want to do something different here today. I want to go through some scriptures on sexual immorality, especially on homosexuality. This is what is called today homosexuality. Because it says here, they were doing shameful lusts. That means they were longing for disgraceful things. Indecent. That means they were indecent acts. They were doing indecent acts. They had sexual appetites. Which is not right in the light of God. Turn with me to Leviticus chapter 18, verse 22, and see in the light of this what God has to say. And you can see in our culture today, homosexuality is an open sin. It's been accepted by the media. It's been accepted by the government. It's been accepted by the majority. And people are voting for the evil. Because people like evil instead of the truth. People like in darkness. People like darkness. They like sin instead of truth. And see, in the light of this, what God has to say. Turn with me to Leviticus chapter 18. Leviticus chapter 18, verse 22. This is the law of God. The law of God says, do not lie with a man as one lies with a woman. That is what? Detestable. You don't sleep with a man. A man and a man don't sleep together. And a woman and a woman don't sleep together. It's not talking about, it's talking sexual act here. Okay? Turn with me to Leviticus chapter 20. The next page, 20, verse 13. It says here, if a man lies with a man, as one lies with a woman, both of them have done what is detestable, they must be put to death. Their blood will be on their heads. You see that? Okay, here. Why did God give such a severe penalty for homosexuals? It's God already gave, even at the very beginning, during the time of Moses, God put his words there. See that? Why? Because God knows the heart of man. You know, a lot of men say, oh, God understands me. He knows my heart. Of course God knows your heart. Jeremiah chapter 17 verse 9 says, heart of man is deceitful above all things. Who can cure the heart of man? It's absolutely corrupted, as we saw in the book of Psalms. No one is righteous, not even one. No one does good. And God knows the nature of sin. But in the character of God, we can see God is what? Absolutely, infinitely holy. He's absolutely righteous. He's awesome. He's majestic. He's the all-powerful, almighty God. In front of Him, His eyes are all over. Nothing cannot be seen from His eyes. He can see every minute detail, everything what you're thinking. He can be seen. And in front of God, what is happening, these indecent acts, is what? It is detestable to Him. You understand? So it should be cut off. It should be put to death. That was the penalty during that time. Now turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9. In the New Testament. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 9. And it says here, Do you not know that the wicked will not inherit the kingdom of God? In short, Apostle Paul says, the wicked will not go to heaven. Okay? And it says here, do not be deceived. Hey, don't be tricked. Don't listen to the media. Don't listen to what people say. You look to the Word of God. Okay? Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor male prostitutes, nor homosexual offenders, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor slanderers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. Very clear. He tells, very clear, if you are practicing these things, including the homosexual offenders, the male prostitutes, the sexually immoral, they will not go to heaven. Paul is saying, don't be deceived. Don't say, God understands. Don't believe and say, God, He knows my feelings. Do not be deceived. Don't listen to the people. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 5. Turn with me to Ephesians 5, 5. Ephesians 5, 5. Paul is saying, talking on the same subject, and he is saying, for of this you can be sure, absolutely sure, no immoral, impure, or greedy person, such a man is what? He's an idolater. You see that? If you are sexually immoral, you're an idolater, because that's your lust, that's your God. And that person has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. No. You can be sure. It's positive. But men has put themselves on the throne and left God out. And that's what is happening in our country today. Women having sex with one another, lesbianism. Men having sex with one another, inflamed with lust. On a television interview, the author Aldous Huxley, he once responded to the question of why evolution was so readily accepted by people. Without any proof, evolution has no proof. This is the answer he gave. I quote, "We didn't want God to interfere with our sexual customs." Close quote. And this happened on TV show. They are showing God, we want our way, we don't want God to interfere with our sexual customs because we are living in another modern era and we want to be our own God. Isn't that what Satan said? You shall become like God, and man is putting himself in the center on the throne and God is left out. They are showing their fist at God. It is not in the closet anymore, homosexuality. About 50 years ago, people would be, you know, if somebody has, there are two gay people or whatever like that, people would be, oh, it's unbelievable, you know. It's not in the closet anymore. Today, it is open. It's an open scene. I can remember when I was in the Philippines, the men dress just like women there. They have makeup, lipstick and everything. And when I was going in Cologne Street, I wanted to get a haircut. And I went to this little street and I was going through this little shopping center. And I see a lot of beauty salons and I see all these, you know, people like a girl all wearing makeup and nicely combed hair. Everything just like a girl. When they talk, I say, hey, it's a man. And you can see it's so open. Yeah, because homosexuality today is being accepted by the society and they have, it's a religion really. You get homosexual pastors, they're ordaining deacons, the pastors, and everything is happening, so it becomes like a religion. They use even their own Bible, okay? They misquote scriptures, and so all this is happening. It's a cult. It's a religion. And Paul said, Romans chapter 1, verse, as he said, in the same way, men also abandon natural relations with men. Leaving the divine order, the natural relations. The natural is what? Genesis chapter 1, verse 27. This is God's order. Genesis 1, 27, it says, So God created man and man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Not male and female and another in between. Right? Then also, Genesis 2:24. Genesis chapter 2, verse 24, it says here, "For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his man." Does he say that? No, doesn't say that. It says, "For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and they will become one flesh." God did create Mr. Adam and Mr. Adam. He created Adam and Eve. That's the natural. But they left the natural. That's what he says. Paul says here in verse 27, in the same way, men also abandon natural relations with women and were inflamed. You see that? Inflamed with lust for one another. So when you leave God, everything that happens is not from God. It's out of your flesh. And what you are doing, what we are seeing today, is not the natural, huh? Today, homosexuality has become an alternative, lifestyle. It's been accepted, as we said before. Today, 120 major corporations, including AT&T and IBM, have announced that they will not discriminate in hiring and also promoting homosexuals. It's in the government. Even they are saying it's okay for a homosexual to serve in the armed forces. If it feels good, do it. That's the philosophy today, right? If it feels good, do it. Troy Perry, in 1971, he founded the Metropolitan Church. He was a homosexual, and he founded the Metropolitan Church, and in the church are homosexuals, but they are not teaching the Word of God. They are twisting the scriptures. And the liberal churches today are ordaining deacons and also ordaining homosexual ministers. And we are living in the homosexual holocaust. You can see it's right in front of us. The Word of God is being watered down. Everybody wants to accept the Word of God, but they have their own interpretation. That's why it's so refreshing to go through the Word of God, scripture by scripture, what it says, huh? Instead of taking scriptures here and there and all over and put in your own meaning. If you go to the Congress, in the Senate, opposite of the Vice President, the phrase in big marble letters, it says what? In God we trust. Above the head of the Chief Justice of the United States in the Supreme Court, what do you find? The Ten Commandments are there. This nation was established and founded upon the Word of God. Today, the dream of the American, our forefathers, have turned into a what? Into a nightmare. God calls it homosexuality. Nation calls it what? Gay rights. That's how they even perverted the truth. They exchange the truth for what? For a lie. They say, well, homosexuals, we are born homosexuals. No. It doesn't say that in the Word of God. It's a disease. It's not a disease. It's a perversion of the nature. You are not born a homosexual. You get homosexual rallies today. And there was a banner that says, "Thank God I'm gay." They are legalizing homosexuality. And we as Christians, what is our position? Just to keep quiet? Not to vote? No. We as Christians, We need to fight for the right. We need to fight for the truth. We need to stand up against immorality. We need to speak up. We need to speak up for Christ. We need to speak up for God's word. And we cannot just stay in a corner and say, leave them alone. And that's why they are increasing, because the church is not speaking up. Right? Because the church is the light of the world. And the church, each one of you come across every day with other people. You come in contact. And if you are not going to speak up, who is going to speak up? They will speak up. What happened? Romans chapter 1 says here, men committed indecent acts with one another, and then they received in themselves the due penalty for their perversion. Meaning, what is the penalty they receive? They receive the due penalty. What do you find today among homosexuals, the penalty? AIDS. AIDS. See that? God already prophesied it. Paul already wrote it by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. He wrote this scripture, and we can today, AIDS is an epidemic. According to some authorities, they say in the next 15 years, 100 million people will die of AIDS. You know, the government is not telling you the truth about AIDS. It's more than what we think of. It's so dangerous, they're not telling us. But they say, it's okay. You can. What are they saying? You can have safe sex, use condom. You see how they're perverting? It's okay to do it. But use condom. But you know that some of the doctors, they have said that the AIDS, even the condoms cannot use the virus or this thing of AIDS, even if you go through condoms. And once you have it, you're dead. There's no cure. No cure for AIDS. It's spreading like a wildfire everywhere. In Africa, in Asia, Bangkok is the heart of AIDS. I mean, it's the capital of AIDS in the Asian countries. In Africa, it's all over. And here in America, it's everywhere. But still, people are not listening to the word of God. And we should learn a lesson from history. If you learn a lesson from history, you will see the rise and the fall of the Roman Empire. Roman Empire was a strong nation. It had wealth and prosperity. Then what happened was, Greek philosophy got into whole Roman Empire. Humanistic ideas got into Roman Empire, and it went to the homes of the Roman Empire. They had open marriages. They have women's rights. They have homosexuality. Then came the fall of the Roman Empire. Rome accepted all the religions except Christianity. They accepted all the religions except Christianity. The Christians were banned. They were persecuted. They were thrown into the lion's den. They were crucified. They were burned. Because the Christians at that time, they spoke against. Not like Christians today. We are not speaking against. So the Christians spoke against sin. And they were persecuted. And they were killed. But today, we don't want to speak against. That's why it's spreading. Because we think, if I speak against, I'll get hurt. That's the concept of the church. We don't want to get hurt. Jesus spoke against sin. Early Christians spoke against sin. Jesus said, don't worry what man can do to your body. But we need to worry what God can do to your soul. Man can kill your body, but we'll be instantly in heaven. We don't have to fear of death on this earth. Everybody is going to die anytime, anyway. So why fear? Because when we die, if you're a Christian, instantly you'll be in heaven. You'll be in paradise. In heaven. So, Rome. That's what happened to the Roman Empire. Roman Empire, today you go, it's in ruins. It's fell. Because persecuted the Christians. They had homosexuals and everything. Although it was a great empire, it's a fallen empire. America is facing the same consequences. America is shaking their fist against God, against a holy God. And the judgment is coming. And it is coming. Billy Graham said, long time ago, if God is not going to judge this nation, United States of America, then God will have to apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah. Because you find we are in a nation where everything is compromised. Sin is called good. Good is called evil. Evil is called good. Turn with me to Genesis chapter 19. Genesis chapter 19. We are living in Sodom and Gomorrah. We are living in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah. Genesis chapter 19. Verse 1, here the story is God is going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, and he sends two angels to Sodom and Gomorrah to rescue Lot. Because Lot was the nephew of Abraham. Alright? Lot is in Sodom and Gomorrah, and God is sending two angels to rescue Lot and his family. So, verse 1, Genesis 19:1 says, the two angels arrived at Sodom in the evening, and Lot was sitting in the gateway of the city. When he saw them, he got up to meet them and bowed down with his face.